you are listening to. No, that isn't me, and it sure isn't you, and I'll be helping you to step into who you are. So let's start that again. Welcome to Beyond the Brand with me, Carly. Now, this podcast is all about inspiring you to align with your brand and your business to attract who you want to. We'll also be delving deeper into how you show up, especially if, like me, you're a little bit neuro-spicy, or as I call it, neuro-amazing, because that is what we are. We'll be looking at what can stop you from showing up as you, with brilliant guests every 2 weeks who will be helping me talk all of this through too. You might want to grab a journal or a notebook for all the inspiration, top tips, and just chances to reflect that you're about to hear. So let's get on with this week's episode and help take you beyond the brand. Enjoy. Hey, how are you? Welcome to another episode, and this is hot off the press. Yeah, this is actually a little bit ridiculous. So if you follow me on Instagram, you will have seen this in my stories. If not, let me just explain this scenario to you. Yeah, it's a funny one. So I am off to Birmingham for a couple of nights, seeing a couple of fabulous business besties, and there's an entrepreneur's Christmas party as well. Obviously, working by yourself, you don't really get a work to do, so I'm heading down there. So I'm in Preston, Lancashire, in the northwest of the UK. So yeah, I'm making a bit of a trip of it. And this first night, because I was getting a little bit worried about the trains and I'm out in the sticks having to get a bus to the train station rather than take my car, I have booked a hotel for the night before. So I'm sat here. I ran out of time this week with not being so well to record this episode. And I've got my laptop, my wire to, I'm trying to think what it is, to the microphone. It's hard to describe, it really is. I've got the microphone, it's not got the feet to it because it was on a boom arm and I couldn't find the feet, and it's got a bed sock on top. So this is the amazing sound quality of speaking to a microphone through a bed sock in a hotel room. Actually, it sounds pretty good when I listen to this back. It did sound good, so I might have to do this more often. So yeah, there you go. It is not always the professional setup that you think it might be. So that out of the way, let's go into this week's episode. And this is one of my favourite subjects. I can't wait to chat about this. So it's why brand alignment is the key to attracting who you want to. So I'm forever talking about attracting who you want to, attracting your dream clients, your dream customers, your ideal clients, target market. Say that all fancy because I'm not so keen on that sort of language. But yeah, you do get to choose who you attract. I'm a firm believer of that. And I put it into practice, my clients put it into practice. We really can attract who we want to work with or who we want to buy from us. So alignment is the key to this. And I call it brand alignment. I always have these little terms that I use. So I have brand alignment, brand energetics, and technically these are not under the definition of brand strategy. If you were to look at what is within the brand strategy umbrella, bracket as such, this wouldn't be there. But I bring these things in because it is my soulful way that I do brand strategy, and it works. Time and time again, this works. So let's look at, first of all, I always love to do the definition of a word, and I like to explore it. It's a top tip when it comes to exploring your brand, but more importantly, exploring your copy and your content. If there's a certain word that you want to explore, maybe it is something to do with your values, maybe it's an event coming up, or could it be a key event, or more an awareness day. So you can take that word, pop it into good old Google or other search engines, there's plenty available, and see what it comes up with. So I'm going to look at brand alignment, or more importantly, alignment. And I'm looking first of all at the official definition. Okay, so the official dictionary definition of the word alignment, get some interesting ones here, and it is the correct positioning of something in a straight or parallel line. And the examples are sort of tires being aligned, your mattress supporting your body and keeping your neck and spine in alignment, and lots of things like that, all about being in this actual, literal alignment in this straight line. Yeah, that's not the definition we're looking at, but it's good to look at it and then look at the next one. So I then looked at brand alignment and I looked at this, and actually it is out there. It does exist, but not in the way that I use it. So the official definition is, a brand alignment, I should say, is the practice of keeping all of your company's communications, visuals, messaging, and interactions in line with your brand promise and identity. You see, that to me, it's very corporate. And yeah, if it's like standard brand identity and keeping it consistent, yeah, that works. But to me, that's not alignment. And really, it's a given. Everything in your brand should match. That is what a brand is. So I'm not liking that definition either. Out the window that goes. So let's look at what it does mean to me. So for me, let's take it away from corporate and really away from bigger businesses or, yeah, bigger brands, bigger businesses. This is looking more at personal brands, small businesses, where you are the face behind the brand, and solopreneurs. Let's look at what that is, alignment. So to me, it's that your brand, your copy, your content, your messaging, everything matches your core values. That's what it means to me. Okay, last definition. You're going to get fed up with these definitions. But I hope it sort of helps you just to think about different definitions. And actually, it's something I'm always looking out for. Another top tip is when you are naming something, whether it is a program, a business, or just something in your copy and content, to always be aware of the different, well, the variations of the definitions. So it could be that you say something and you mean it in a certain way, but somebody say first language isn't English, they could take it as something else. So if it's a word and you know what you mean, it's making sure that every single person who doesn't have English as their first language knows the actual definition of that. And yes, you can explain it, but do you really want to spend so much time explaining it like that? So yeah, that's a key tip. That's a side note. Always make sure that word means or comes across as meaning what you want it to. Okay, last definition. So I'm looking now at spiritual or soul, whatever you want to call it. I call it a brand soul, the soul of your brand. So yeah, spiritual or soul alignment, the actual definition. Okay, so this is discovering the essence of your being and the deepest values by which you live by. Yes, that is more like it, isn't it? That's exactly what I'm talking about. The essence of you coming out through your brand, through your values, through your message, in everything you do. That is the definition we're looking at. Because let's face it, we are so closely connected to our business. It's hard to differentiate ourselves and our business sometimes. So our mission, and therefore everything about us, it means it's the deepest values you live by and it affects everything that you do. Thing is, you could go to, and this is where there's a difference in going to an agency, because you might think, well, actually, yeah, does it have to align with me? I could just go and get somebody to do something that works for me, that's worked for somebody else, and I don't have to think about it, and it just makes me money. And actually, I'm not that bothered if it's in alignment with me. Well, yeah, if that's genuinely you, then this podcast isn't for you, and I'm definitely not for you. Because that does work. It can work, but to me, if it's not aligned with your values and it's just about making money, it's just about attracting the people that you think are going to buy from you, yeah, that isn't going to work. Personally, I don't believe it's going to work because you're not showing up with the energy that you want to attract. So to me, it's a law of attraction. You're attracting the energy you put out, and if you're not feeling aligned, connected with everything you're putting out, you know, you might think, yeah, it's going to work, but deep down, you're like, I don't particularly like it. You know, say if it's like bro marketing and you're like, oh, yeah, okay, I'll give it a go. That energy is not going to be reciprocated. So that is my take on that. Yeah, start with that energy and that alignment, that connection, and you're going to get it back. And really, we see this in everyday life. So if you live your life and you are going against your core values, just day-to-day actions, and they're not really supporting your higher self's mission, maybe it's in fear of failure, judgment, or it's the doing, not really embodying it and being, all these things, you start to feel that you're living out of integrity and you're not giving off that right energy. So it's like anything in life, stick in that alignment, or stay in that alignment, stick, is that the right word? But yeah, it's just to be feeling as in flow as possible in your journey, in your life, in your business and your brand. Thing is, there's a bit of slight caveat here. I always like that word. And I'm going to say this, that life is not linear. And it is so natural to be in and out of alignment in your life journey. Also, your business and brand journey, which I always talk about as well, they are all linked. I guess to me, it is just knowing when you want to take it back and you want to be in sync. So sometimes, you know, I've shared before about this year, we're in 2024, and I haven't felt very in sync or in alignment in my life, in my business, and it's taken me time to realign. So sometimes you can't always rush it. All you can do is take it step by step to get back in alignment. For me, I say about your brand values. So there is the brand values workshop in my paid subscription, and there's also the bite-size episode as well. So do check that out. That helps you to get back in alignment with your brand values and your business and your mission. However, if it goes deeper, if it's you out of alignment in yourself, then it's looking at that as well. It's working on yourself. It's very cliched. It's doing the work on yourself, your journey. Maybe it's working with a mentor or especially, I guess, a coach, possibly a therapist, counsellor. It's get yourself back in alignment, but take your time with it. If you're feeling quite aligned in your life and actually thinking, yeah, I feel all right, I feel okay in it, but you're thinking, well, how do I then translate that into my brand? Or you're just looking at it and thinking, well, yeah, I've sorted my life out. I've got my, excuse my French, but I've got my shit together. I can't seem to put it into my brand. That's when I would say get support on this. So it's knowing which way to go yourself. If you think you need that support externally in your life, then go for that first. However, this can run alongside it. So do come and find me if you ever want to chat that through about getting you back into this alignment. Okay, so I'm just going to give a quick example of how it feels not to be aligned. And I guess, yeah, you'll know this. I've already touched on this already, but you know in yourself, you know deep down, when something feels wrong, out of alignment, it just doesn't feel good. But let's look at it. So I've made a little list. I've been very prepared for this episode. I've planned it, and it's all going to have a bit of social media to go with it as well. I'm trying to get a bit more organised myself. And again, that's a top tip. If you're chatting about something, podcast or blog, you can repurpose it. And yeah, make some little lists. And it goes great into a graphic. So let's look at how it feels not to be aligned. Well, straight away, I've said it already, you feel out of integrity. But that could lead to feeling a bit fake, a bit false, and imposter syndrome coming in. It's watching out. You're feeling out of alignment, and you start to question yourself. That's never a good thing. You just need to go back to the beginning in your life or your business and just get back into alignment. I make it sound so easy. It's not, but yeah, that's how it feels. Okay, the next one. It can feel as though you're just connecting with the wrong people and you end up being open to a judgment, and judgment that's wrongly, you don't want to listen to it, basically, by people you don't even want to connect with. And that's why I say you don't want to listen to it. But again, it can lead to second guessing. So that's what happens when you're out of alignment. You're attracting the wrong people, you're connecting with the wrong people, and you can start to second guess because you're thinking, well, oh, my message isn't hitting and that I'm not attracting the right people. And yeah, if you're out of alignment, that is what will happen. Just physical symptoms, you can sort of, well, a physical and emotional, so a constant feeling of unease, frustration, holding back. I think that's a biggie. Biggie I see in my clients, not wanting to share what you currently have on offer. Almost a bit of embarrassment. Say if you're not holding, you're not sharing what you've got, there's probably a reason for that. You're not feeling very aligned with it, and you're thinking, I don't really want to share that. And that's where I say when you go to an agency and you're sharing things that are just like, not really in alignment, you're probably not going to share it. You're probably going to hold back, not really feeling attached to it. So another one, you might just feel a bit low, and that kind of comes, I say, about the constant feeling of unease and frustration, holding back. You're going to feel just a bit fed up, I think. I guess that's the internal, that's more for you yourself. Externally, in your business, it could look like this, and I've done this so many times, and especially this year in 2024, when I haven't been in alignment, I was doing this. I was constantly changing my offers, my messaging, even my branding, until this latest one where it just feels so aligned, and I've got this feeling that this is it. I dare say that in a way, but it's taken me a lot of work this year, previous years, just really digging deep into me and what I'm about, to then put it into my mission and my brand, and I'll still evolve it. I will, but yeah, it's feeling more certain, more clear in what you're offering. And like I said, that could look like, if you're not in alignment, that you're constantly changing it. Questioning your abilities, this is a big one. If you're not aligned, you're going to question your abilities, your skills, your genius. Back to that thing of you're not attracting the right people, you're not making sales. That's why you're thinking, oh, I'm no good at this. It all links, and it's not that at all. It's just that you're looking outside of yourself. Yes, for external validation, you're waiting to see if it's landing with the right people. And it probably isn't. If you're out of alignment, it won't be. One more big indicator, if you're not aligned, and this could be in your life, it could be in anything. Again, looking outside of yourself again in a different way. So things like, you must have done it where you start to think, oh, this isn't for me. So you start job searching. Maybe you start investing in the wrong course and you're just throwing money at things or time in the wrong direction, expecting it to sort itself out, or expecting others to find the misalignment, maybe, because you're thinking, I don't know what I'm doing. And that's where there's a difference between getting support and working on it with somebody like myself. I do this with my clients. I work on it with them. I never just do it for them because I want them to feel into it. But sometimes you can do that. You can look elsewhere and think, yeah, I want you to kind of deal with it. They can't. We can't. It's got to come from within and work together on it. So now I'm going to look at the knock-on effect of actually being in alignment. And there's a crossover in life and in business. And really, it's the opposite of everything I've just said. But I won't be lazy. I'll actually say the opposites. But just listen to this and see how it feels. And if this doesn't sell it to you, sell's the wrong word. But if this doesn't inspire you to get in that alignment, I don't know what will, because this just sounds dreamy. But this is so true. So the knock-on effect, or the outcome of being in alignment, is this. I'm going to start with the best one of all, if I can say it. So the first one is inner calm. Yeah, you feel content, you feel in flow. It feels too easy in a way. And you're kind of questioning why it feels so easy. Then you might second guess, but in a good way, you're thinking, how has it not felt this easy before? But you've got to be careful there. Watch out for telling yourself off a little bit. It's almost like, well, why did I not feel it before? What was I doing wrong? Why did I waste time and money? You know, you don't want to go down that route. It should be more like, ah, I've got it now. And this is what it feels like to be in alignment. And then really, again, the opposite, a big one, is attracting the opportunities, connections, clients, customers a lot more easily. But also, it's got this click to it. It just feels right. You feel like you're working with and attracting the right people. Yes, feels amazing. You have renewed energy, although you feel a bit chilled as well because of that flow. So you feel energetic, but you just feel bouncy, you feel confident, you feel really in alignment. I'm saying about being in alignment, but you do. You just feel like you're in the right space and place with it all. I mean, self-belief is huge. I'm just going through this little list I've written, but self-belief is massive. You're suddenly going to believe in what you're doing, you're selling, everything you're saying, because it feels right. Also, you're going to charge more. You know your worth. And I'm a bit funny around that saying about you know your worth, but you're going to charge more because you do believe in everything you're doing. Feeling at one, I'm looking at that one. That kind of goes back to the flow, but you just feel right. It feels at one. It feels like you're where you're meant to be. And external stuff again, you're more consistent in your messaging, your branding, your posting. Yeah, you're just going to be churning out ideas after ideas because you're so aligned. It's actually deeply rooted in you. You feel really attached to it, really connected to it. It becomes natural and you won't spend as much time thinking, oh, what should I post? What am I saying? Because you're like, yeah, I just know it. I just know it. And the last one on that is less changes in your brand. You're just going to be more consistent overall. Can you see, or actually can you feel the difference? So I've gone with a really negative list of not being in alignment, switching up to that much more positive, in tune. Yeah, amazing, really, when you look at it, how that feels to be in alignment. So I'm hoping straight away you could feel the difference. So let's look, and now, this is going to be quite a proactive episode. I would love you to make notes on this, or like I say, find me on social media, because there will be lists of all of this on social media, especially on Instagram, maybe my group. It'll be everywhere. I'm just going to pop it across everywhere, and you can start to take these steps if you are feeling out of alignment. So there are 10 steps. I'm going to go through them quite quick, because I've got a few episodes coming up, a few interviews that are quite long. So I'm trying to mix and match it. So some solos are quite a little bit shorter. You've got the bite size, which are 3 to 5 minutes. You've got the subscription, which are a lot longer, but they need to be they are very in detail, all about taking action. So yeah, they are a lot longer, but these are going to be a little bit shorter. Some of them are, some of them were longer, but for this one, it's quite a simple one. Let's just look at the steps you can take to get back in alignment, or into alignment if you've never felt it in your brand and your business. Okay, so number one, yeah, do you know what? This one actually is very intuitive, and it is just to listen to yourself. So have you got any niggles you can feel? And are you starting to feel aware that something's not quite right? A bit like anything in life. It's not to ignore those niggles. Investigate it. Investigate? That doesn't sound a great word, but you know, grab a journal as always, journal around it, whether it is coaching, life coaching, if it's something in your life, or if you're quite good and quite good at self-awareness, you can just get to the bottom of this yourself. But sometimes it does take that external support to help you get a little bit clearer on this. Okay, number two is to make the time. So quiet time, make sure you've got boundaries in place where it's time for you and you don't then go and book something else in. That's one of my top tips overall when it comes to content creation, working on your business. Yeah, keeping that time for you to actually sit and be, go within and listen to this intuition. Number three, I've kind of said this actually, so it's the digging deep, the tuning in and the journaling around it. Number four, brand values. It's always there and it is in the show notes. Of course, there is my free download that you can sign up to my email list. I won't bombard. But yeah, there's a guide there. And of course, there is the BTB bite-size episode of brand values. But yeah, the guide itself, it's very easy to follow and it does talk you through getting to the heart and soul of your mission through your brand. And the subscription, of course, no, I said that wrong, the paid subscription is the brand values workshop. So yeah, get to grips with that once you've done the tuning in, the digging deep, whatever you need to do to get back into alignment with yourself. Okay, number five. Part of this is revisiting your ideal clients, your dream clients, but especially it's versus who you're attracting. Write that down. Who are you attracting? Who do you want to attract? Is there a difference? Number six, I've said this before, but seeking support if this still feels quite tough, because we do second guess ourselves. We have our mind monkeys at play. We can feel overwhelmed. We're seeing what others are doing and thinking, I should be doing that. We don't see our genius. Where other people do, I especially do. This is one thing I really do. I can spot your genius easily. Yet we do block it ourselves. So much comes into this bit of conditioning, good girl conditioning, that we don't want to be showing off. There's an episode of that somewhere. But yeah, there's a lot comes in there. So getting support is always key. Okay, number seven, get feedback. So once you've dug deep, start to look at who you're attracting. You've maybe got support if you need it to really help you to get to grips with this. And you've come to some conclusions. You're thinking, right, okay, I know what I need to be doing, who I need to be talking to, and what my message is. Just like that. But you know, that number six, seeking support, will help you with all of that. But yeah, test it out. So test it on your ideal clients, or dream clients, I call them. But let's stick to marketing terms, ideal clients. Not friends and family, not people you're in a group with that you wouldn't naturally want to attract. Back to that client attraction or connection method, whatever you want to call it, is getting the feedback and test it out. If people come back and say, oh, I'm not really feeling that, and you say, well, you don't say it to them, you could do, but you think, well, actually, they're not the people I want to attract. Then you're thinking, okay, that's fine. And then test it on the people you do. And they're probably, you know, I've done this so many times where I've put something out. Some people hate it. The other people love it. And when I've looked at this, the people who love it are my dream clients. I'm like, yeah, maybe even my current clients. And I'm like, yeah, I know that's working. I'm not going to worry about the people who don't like it, because I don't want to attract them. They don't want to work with me. It's mutual. Okay, number nine. Once you've got to that stage, it is trust. Trusting your own intuition again, and trusting the people that you've got the feedback from, and trusting that all is where it should be once you do feel aligned. 10, final one. I feel like I've zoomed through those, but it's to keep checking in. Almost like rinse and repeat. I always talk about doing your brand values or checking in with them every 6 to 12 months. Or really, it's any time you start to feel a bit niggly. You're like, it's not really feeling good to me. Or maybe you're thinking, well, I'm not really converting. Hate that word, but connecting with the right people. And you think, yeah, I need to check in with something. Yeah, go back to the beginning. Back to your brand values. So there's that guide again. You know, do download that if you haven't already. Save it somewhere. There is my Beyond the Brand course, which module one, or I call it session one, is brand values. And we go more into depth with it. And there's my subscription again, the paid subscription, which is Beyond the Brand Plus with the brand values workshop. So there's so many places you can do this. I mean, you can do this anywhere, but if you like my style, then they're the ways you can access it. Okay, we got through it. That is what brand alignment is to me. We've looked at what it feels like not to be aligned, what it feels like to be aligned. Really, in summary, you just feel amazing. You just feel at one and content. It is brilliant and excited. You feel excited and you get more offers, charge more. It's brilliant. So I can't keep saying it enough. Brand alignment is where it is at. And it does lead with the bit of work to attracting who you want to. We looked at everything else, but yeah, I mean, listen back. You can look at my social media. There are the steps there. I won't go through it again. I almost give like another rundown again. I won't do that. But yeah, there you have it. Getting into that brand alignment, or just alignment with you, whatever feels out of alignment at the minute, is the key to attracting who you want to. Thank you so much for listening. I am back with another episode, well, another interview next week, and then another solo, and on it goes. Thank you so much. Have a great week, everyone, and chat soon. Thank you so much for listening today. I really hope you've enjoyed that episode and got everything that you need from it. Don't forget to check out all of the other episodes, depending on what it is that you need in your business and life at this moment in time. Don't forget to leave a glowing review and do check out the show notes for any free resources mentioned today. Plus, do come and connect with me on social media as well as my brilliant guests. Thanks again for listening. I'll catch you next time.